guys? How are you? Welcome into a Friday morning episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. This podcast is being brought to you by omahasteaks.com/juice. That is the website you punch in, you go there, you get a subscription, they give you 10% off your first order, free burgers for life, and a 100% money back guarantee. All right, let's talk about last night. I lost three futures. We officially lost two. Iowa State, North Carolina, Arizona all get sent home. Revenge of the sports books. The books had a very good day. Now, I went 2-2, so down 0.2, so pretty much a flat day. But before you're like, Matt, we're in trouble with the futures. We're actually okay, all right? We're not great, but we're okay. Marquette and Creighton, that is who we need to win today, all right? Marquette 20-1, Creighton is 30-1. Now we have the Tennessee future as well, so we're okay there. Marquette needs to win. So I'm going to explain to you how I am hedging on the Marquette play against NC State. I'm going to tell you that here in just 1 second. There is a hedge coming, but a little bit of a different hedge. It's what I should have done with Illinois, but I do not believe Illinois can beat UConn. So I didn't want to lose two units on it, and I would have to have bet too much back on UConn to justify it. So I backed off and said, you know what? Let's let it ride. There wasn't ever a good time to punt out of that Illinois bet. I mean, I could have, the best number I saw was minus 175, which would have cashed obviously, but that would have been a lot of money to me to put out to go ahead and hedge off that. And I was just like, not comfortable doing that. I was like, you know what? If I lose it, I just take the L and I move on. And I hope to make up the money later in the tournament with a Marquette bet, a Creighton bet, something along those lines. If we get both Marquette and Creighton into the Elite Eight, we're doing really well. And we'll have a huge opportunity to start to, like, you know, 2-3 unit hedges. Okay. So I know we're down two units right now. Okay. I know we're down. I said we were not going to lose money on this experiment. Okay. So I'm hoping to hold my word so far. Okay. So two of the five officially are gone. North Carolina, which was arguably, well, Carolina and Arizona were our two shortest numbers. Arguably. Okay. Next is Tennessee. Then it's Marquette and then it's Creighton. Okay. So we have our two biggest long shots still available, and then Tennessee. So look, a lot of people like the Vols tonight. I'm not going to knock it. I'm just going to let it ride. Okay. I have nothing on the Creighton UConn game or the Creighton Tennessee game. I picked Tennessee on my bracket. Okay. If you're curious as to what I picked Tennessee. Now my bracket is destroyed. I picked North Carolina to win it all. But normally I pick half the Final Four right, and normally I pick the championship game half right, and the champion's a coin flip. I have Houston playing North Carolina. I still think Houston's going to wind up in the national championship game. Who they play, that's a big debate. It's probably going to be UConn. It's probably going to be Houston. I mean, it's probably going to be pretty chalky. I still think those are the two best teams in college basketball. So let's start with Houston. Okay, Houston is going to be unlike anything that Duke has played defensively this year. They are so physical. They are so long. Duke shot the ball so well in their last game against James Madison that they cannot do it again, in my opinion. I expect a big regression for Duke here tonight up against Houston. However, I don't want to play the whole game, because by halftime, I do think that John Shire and Duke will make adjustments and figure out ways of getting Filipowski and company. I think Houston wins and covers, but I would prefer to go back to the bet that was very profitable during the regular season, and that's Houston in the first half. They're only laying two. It's a flat half. Houston just basically has to be up by a bucket at the break. I don't think Duke shoots the ball the same in the first half as they did against James Madison. And I think it takes them a half to get used to what Houston is going to bring. And I don't think Duke defensively is tough enough to handle what Houston's going to bring. I think shedding company, I think they're going to be a little bit too much for them to handle. I like Houston in the first half. I like him for the game too, but I'm going to bet Houston minus two in the first half for 1.1 units. Now, as I mentioned, we have nothing on Creighton in Tennessee. I'm just going to let that ride. All right. Let's talk about Gonzaga in their game against Purdue. Look, I haven't been high on Purdue all year. I know a lot of people who really like Purdue, who think Purdue is a really tough team. All the metrics really like Purdue. This is a 5-point win, according to KenPom. If anything told us yesterday, the first number one seed is gone. The first number two seed is gone. And I think there's a damn good chance another number one seed goes packing. Tommy Lloyd choked. Matt Painter's got that same stink about him. It's not really fair. It's just, it is what it is. I think this Mark Few led team, they're playing so well. Monster win over Kansas. Monster win over McNeese State. Yes, I know Purdue won by 39 and 28, but they played Utah State and Grambling State. Not good. I know Kansas was without their best player. I get that, but it's still Kansas. It's still Bill Self. I think Mark Few's got a huge opportunity here. The number is 5.5. I think Gonzaga is going to win the game outright, but I'm taking the dog here. Gonzaga plus 5.5. They were 11-8 this year, ATS away from home. They've covered 4 of their last 5 games. Purdue 11-7-1 away from home this year. They covered the last 2, but 4-6 over their last 10. I just think this is going to be a tight basketball game. I think Gonzaga can win the game. I really do. Total is 154.5. I mean, I lean kind of towards the over in that game, but not like aggressively towards the over in that game. Not 10-9 to the under Gonzaga away from home, 11-8 to the over for Purdue away from home this year. I'm taking the dog after I saw last night. I'm not saying it's copycat stuff, but I just think Gonzaga is live here to win the game. I thought Illinois was live to win the game, and I thought Clemson was live to win the game. I just let my bets play out and said, you know what? Like, I don't want Sweet 16 hedging. I felt like it was too early. So like you had the future, like you got to get to the Elite Eight or the Final Four to really have a decent hedge. And look, if Marquette wins and Marquette plays Duke, I love Marquette's chances of getting to the Final Four. Okay, we'll just let that ride. Marquette plays Houston. I'm going to hedge off that, and we're going to go and take Houston because I think Houston will have I think Houston beats Marquette. So if Creighton wins, Creighton will have the winner of Gonzaga-Purdue. If it's Gonzaga and Creighton, the point guard for Gonzaga is Ryan Nembhard. Ryan Nembhard was the point guard who had the controversial play against San Diego State that would have sent the Jays to the Final Four when he played for Creighton last year. That's high irony. Okay. Who's favored in that game? Gonzaga, right? I think, I don't know. We'll hedge that. Okay. That's where we'd come in and we would go, okay, it's 30-1 for the Creighton Blue Jays. We got to hedge on this because Gonzaga most likely is going to win that game. So like, that's how, if it plays out right, that's how we can come back here and we can make up some of the money that we lost on the future wages. Because we're going to lose another unit tonight, okay? Either the Creighton Blue Jays or Tennessee. We're losing a unit, okay? So we're going to be down 3 units guaranteed. So now we got to make up, we got to be 4 or 5 units profitable at the end of this to be able to make up for the losses, okay? So that's the ultimate goal, is to have this experiment be profitable and give us something to root for and be entertaining throughout the entire tournament, all right? So Houston in the first half, -2 against Duke. Gonzaga +5.5 for the game up against Purdue. I do think Gonzaga can win the game outright, even though the game is in Detroit, Michigan. I give it to you. It's going to be heavy Purdue crowd, but I think Gonzaga really has hit their stride and played really, really well here late in the year. And I think Purdue may have a difficult time here, even with Zach Edey. I mean, Gonzaga's got size. Okay. There's not going to be like, Gonzaga's not going to get pushed around here and be like, I don't know how to guard a guy who's 7'3". Okay. They've got a couple of big dudes, 2'6", 10 guys who they can lean on, a couple of 6'8" guys, 6'9" guy they can lead on. So Gonzaga's not small. All right. So they're not going to be pushed around the way other teams have with Purdue. And let's hope Purdue misses their threes. Chance for us potentially to get ourselves into an upset situation. But Gonzaga's offense is 7th in the country in efficiency, 6th in effective field goal percentage, 42nd in 3-point percentage, and 7th in 2-point percentage. Purdue is 3rd in efficiency, 13th in effective field goal percentage offensively. They're 1st in 3-point percentage, and they're 60th in 2-point percentage. Defensively, Purdue, because of the Edey, 15th in efficiency defensively, 37th in effective field goal percentage, 41st in 3-point defense, and 59th in 2-point defense. Gonzaga's got to get the bunnies, hit the layups, hit their free throws. They're not a great free throw shooting team. They're okay. 72.8% for Gonzaga is not tremendous, but 71%, 72.1% for Purdue, equally not great, but 2-point defense, Gonzaga is 10th best in the country. That's where Edie does all of his damage. Okay. So you got about, you know, 48.5% of the offense for Purdue is scored from inside the arc. Good defense for Gonzaga there could be a big factor, but they don't do a great job guarding the three. All right. If the threes fall, that's how Purdue is going to win the game and potentially win the game going away if they hit a bunch of threes. So hopefully they miss a bunch of threes and Gonzaga is in the game. So that leads us with Marquette. What do we do? I'm going to give you a curveball. Okay. This is a half a unit play. NC State to win the bracket. NC State to win and go to the Final Four. Now, before you go, Matt, you're insane. They're going to have to go play Houston. Correct. But it's 14-1. Okay. Half a unit at 14-1 means we win 7 units. Hear me out for a second. Okay. That would give us 7 units going in up against Houston. All right. Only risking a half a unit. So then if Houston or Duke wins, we'll see if Houston wins, if NC State wins and they play Houston, it's going to be a huge number. Okay. We're essentially sacrificing a half a unit here. You can take the plus 200 on NC State if you want, but it's way more valuable to have a 14-1 ticket money line. That's going to be better than what we're going to get for NC State up against Houston. And it makes back a little bit of the money, clearly gives us a chance to make back a bunch of the money that we lost. Okay. If we're dealing with a 7 unit potential there, we can come in and we're going to have to lay on Houston to win. I mean, it's going to be pretty big. That number is going to be pretty large. We may need to do it in game. Okay. And see if Houston, you know, if it comes down, if it's -300, you know, how do we win back? It's only going to be a half a unit. So how do we win back 1 or 2 units on this? We'll play the math game if it gets to that. But to hedge off of the Marquette game. So if Marquette loses and NC State upsets them, and let's be honest, it's been a good tournament for the ACC. Other than North Carolina losing, Clemson has a real good shot of beating Alabama and getting themselves to the Final Four. Okay. So I mean, Alabama's got a good shot as well, but we're talking about a 4-5 or 4-6 matchup coming up here for a chance to go to the Final Four and get to Arizona. So I don't know if anybody really thought that was going to be coming out of the West and had to see the top 3 seeds all be gone. Number 1, UNC, number 2, Arizona, number 3, Baylor, all being kicked out. Clemson could go through and clean out another one here. Clemson already cleaned out the 2 seed and the 3 seed. Now clean out the 4 seed and they get to the Final Four. Okay. So NC State is, you know, has been super hot. They won 5 games in 5 days. They've won 3 games here in this tournament. Could they keep it going and beat Marquette? Why not? Okay. Official play, half a unit, 14-1 at FanDuel to win the South. NC State to win the South. Again, this is a hedge to the Marquette situation and puts us into an opportunity here. If they play Houston, which I think they're going to, be NC State against Houston. They're going to be huge favorites. Maybe Duke upsets them. Maybe Duke wins. It's NC State, Duke. Fine. Most likely it's Marquette 2 seed, Houston 1 seed. Most likely that's what we're going to see. And if that's the case, we'll hedge that again because it'll be 15-1 and we'll have a chance to hedge off of that. Okay. But I don't want to put a full, you can put a full unit down on if you want, but I don't want to do that because I don't want to get, we're already going to be 3 units down. That means we'll be 3.5 units down. I don't want to build it up so high that we can't, you know what I mean? Like we're putting out so much money that if Marquette shocks the world, all of a sudden we're down like 10 units and we still need Marquette to win 2 more games. You know what I mean? That could get scary. So I want to make sure that we're not getting ourselves so far behind the eight ball that we can't make it profitable for us on all of this. All right. So 3 bets today in college basketball, but only 2 that are going to be cashed today or graded today. Houston in the first half, -2 against Duke. Gonzaga +5.5 against Purdue. NC State half a unit, 14-1 to win the South bracket here against whoever they play. They're Houston. If they played Houston or they play the hedge off of the Marquette play, Houston or Duke. All right. So one baseball bet for us, and this is just, I mean, do you see what the Diamondbacks did yesterday? Okay. I was right about the Rockies. They're going to have no offense. They scored one run. Okay. 16-1 loss. Now, I don't think Arizona's going to score 16 runs again against them, but Cal Quantrill is going in this game. Cal Quantrill, journeyman pitcher, 4-7 last year with a 4.24 ERA. I mean, he normally is good for like four or five innings. Then we get into that bullpen for the Rockies, which got lit up yesterday. I mean, just completely and totally tattooed. I didn't see it coming. I bet the under. I didn't think they scored 16 runs. I thought we might actually have a chance to, you know, maybe have a decent performance for one game for the Rockies. No, it was not even close. 14 run third inning for them. If you look at the box score in this game, the Rockies ran out how many pitchers on opening day? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pitchers they ran out on opening day. 10 runs given up by Kyle Freeland, all of them earned. Molina came in, he pitched a third of an inning. He gave up 6 runs, all of them earned. And the bullpen came in and pitched the remaining five and a third innings, and they gave up no runs actually, but the game was already completely out of whack. It was 16-1. So while I don't want to go ahead and bet the over in the game, because I do think that's potential, I don't think the Rockies are going to score very many runs. I think they're going to be in deep trouble here. And we've got Merrill Kelly going here for the Diamondbacks, who last year was 12-8 with a 3.23 ERA. Merrill Kelly last year finished the year very, very strong. He was a huge factor in why they made the playoffs last year. He gave up just 6 earned runs in his last 4 starts and was solid for them. So Merrill Kelly, I think it's going to be his last start at home. He gave up 1 earned run, went 7 innings against Houston, against San Francisco, against the Giants. He gave up 1 earned run against the Rockies last time out, in fact, less in September, but 1 earned run. So 3 earned runs his last 3 starts at home last year. Merrill Kelly was very good at home, much like all the D-backs pitchers. Gallen was amazing. Kelly was amazing. Run line Diamondbacks -109. -109, got to win by more than one run. Okay. 4-2 final, we're good. 3-1 final, we're good. 2-0 final, we're good. Just win by more than one run for the Diamondbacks. I said I wasn't going to bet baseball anymore, but that bet just screams at me. Like, that was a personal play that I made yesterday that we hit, that some of you guys trailed and bet it. I bet the under, I lost on it, but I got the run line right. You guys bet run line. Some of you guys said, I don't want to bet the total, but bet run line. I'm betting run line again. Let's see if it could go 3-0. They could win on the run line for all 3 games. I mean, that's how bad the Rockies are going to be. That's why I liked betting the under on the Rockies win total yesterday. Like, we did officially under 60.5 wins for the Rockies. They are horrible. They are absolutely horrible. So let's jump on them and fade them here in the early part of the year. If we make some money on the run line with them, I mean, they could be another San Jose Shark. Okay, that type of bad, just getting beat constantly by more than one run. All right, so run line -109 for Diamondbacks against the Rockies for 1.09 units. Okay, 3 bets in college basketball. NC State 14-1 to win the South bracket, half a unit on that. Zags +5.5 for 1.1 units. Houston in the first half -2 up against Duke. Run line for Arizona against Colorado, and we'll see which team advances, which future stays alive between Creighton and Tennessee. Let's see if the Jays can pull it off. We want the Jays. We want Marquette. Those are the 2 wins we're pulling for here tonight. Go Big East to get to the Elite 8. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials @SportsTalkMatt every morning. Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.